sort of like a massive octopus as far as arms and legs.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And a big towering head that's, that has, of course, a standard kaiju.
Well, that's because that's who he was.
Godzilla kind 60 of skull.
60-foot prehistoric
octopus. Lots of electricity, torturing
the
them
all
with
theory was right all along. And they always
the
said,
I don't know, I can't remember which episode it
somehow.
Was, but well, there was a scene, there was an episode with Grand this Central this Station. Kurt Russell yep. talking to his son as himself
this
when he was younger.
Right.
And they're talking through a rift, and that was really fun to watch.
We got the right rift.
Because the editing was great.
But we have to look it up to see which one that is.
Yeah, they can have some fun with the shows. Uh-oh, Kaiju.
Let's go.
It's scary on this show.
It's big. It's running. But
come on!
Just
surely,
like
I would think you couldn't outrun it. Get undercover is the best thing to do.
It's like 12,000 hairballs.
Is it a rolling caterpillar?
Sort of, yeah. There you go. But they're not after the little
guy. Let's go.
They do have some nice monster. Because they have the money to make the monster. And he handles that
and
rifle like it's a little piece
think
of plastic.
It can't get any weirder.
Oh, you kaiju!
Alright!
Up, oh, got a handheld camera now. Action
That's
oriented.
Always good. Handheld camera is great. It can really help tell a story.
That? I get the feeling that was a pickup shot, that little shot of them on the ground.
It's like we're not even here.
No, they're running away from something. Come on, let's go.
Kurt Russell knows a lot. Uh-oh, nice shot. I like these drones. Everybody's using drones. It's so fun.
Drones on the range.
Uh-oh, guess who's coming now? Nice. Oh, there he is.
It's the King of Konga. He's coming now, or he's...
Well, you know, he's showing off. Yeah, so lots of family problems. And
of course.
All through this series.
The story must maintain itself at a human scale, well, even if we're dealing with giant monsters. Interesting, his son does resemble him enough to make the young and old version plausible.
Yeah, and that scene is very fun to watch because you can see how much fun they must have had to write it to have these two sort of look, perfect idea right on the screen. They wouldn't do it through the air, phone to Mac. Like it's not hooked up, but if I plugged it in, it works fine. So anyway, now folks, you're getting stuck with us. I don't even have my.
I'm watching
computer.
The film.
Oh, I have my phone.
Which is called Monarch Number 10 or something like that.
I think it's the 12th. It's the last episode.
The last episode of the Monarch series.
Of this season.
Of this season, yeah.
We're just finishing the credits.
And I have only seen earlier seasons of it.
They had more kaiju in that time.
Yes, they did. They suck you in with big monsters, and then they hit you with moping teenagers.
Oh. He's being tortured here. S&M School of You Don't Like Me.
Well, that's an improbable-looking beast.
Kong and Titan X are expendable if it means I can save Dad.
Dad?
Yeah, these...
I found her. She's in the
These
container.
Are brother and sister of original yeah, research Dad. Guy, research scientist.
The guy who had another secret wife and family tucked away somewhere?
That guy, yep.
That if you'd help her get
and
to
these are the secret children that got secretized, and now, of course, they're all involved, and they keep saying,
she's
I'm not involved,
you.
Yes, you
she
are.
She just wants to go there to make a profit.
It's fun, but I want to see more kaiju.
That's all a Apex want?
Well, let's watch them emote here.
It's like if it meant saving them dad, yelling at us.
Saving dad. That's a noble thing to do, isn't it? Save dad. And who is this?
I wish dad were still alive, too.
Well, that's
they didn't save dad. He's not alive anymore.
Does dad exist? Okay.
Now they're hauling her away? What's that all about?
Does dad exist in a rift, or is he... Is he just a fantasy?
That's true. You can always bring him back from the center of the earth.
That's the fight going on here.
In this series.
Good.
This is yet another 20-year-old who owns, like the female Elon Musk who owns everything.
Oh, yes.
Animal girl.
Doesn't seem that there are such beings ever since they put the one in jail.
No, she's really pissed off. But, you know, traditionally, how do you get out of a locked storeroom? It's always going to be the same thing. Always, in any movie. Okay, meanwhile, back with Monster.
What, they take the hinges off because they're inside?
They take the hinges off air duct. There's always an air duct.
Oh, right, air ducts, yes.
That nobody noticed before.
You can crawl up there and play your air guitar.
Yeah, I thought... This is TV, you know. We've got to hurry up and go to the next scene.
Now, this is on the island, or is it in the center of the earth?
That Titan egg with
so both. It's the place where the kaiju are supposed
that's
to
where
come.
That creature calls
King Kong lives there, and everybody lives there. All the mammals that...
You see, as I remember, they erupt from their inner earth domain on that one island.
Bearing we got off of that
and there's a worldwide network of points where they can come out. And where humans can take the special time traveler machine and intercept it and go down. That's where these characters... I forget in the first season how much there was of that, but they drop into holes and get lost in a time thing where... She dropped in and only like 4 years went by, but in our time it was 20 some years the kids had grown up.
Right, the differential in time.
So they play with that. That's fun.
Happens. As it did in Edgar Rice Burroughs' Pellucidar, a similar inner world narrative. The time down there would not be go evil with the time on the surface.
Isabel wants us back in base. Can this go any faster?
Is this an actual route?
Do you know how much Kong weighs? Well, I mean, we don't know exactly, but somewhere between 70 and 90,000 tons. You know what happens
when you're stepped
on by something that weighs 90,000 tons? Jesus!
Whoa!
You giant monkey, and it's on a rampage, and you guys are so screwed.
Put it down, put it down. Put it on the dashboard. On the dashboard. Put it on the dash.
Hey, don't do anything stupid.
Okay. All right. You work for Isabel Simmons, right?
I'm just a geology PhD. The undergrad
that's
is student dead. Isabel's not paying me enough to take bullets for her.
What do you want?
Well, we're going to take your ride.
No, in the jungle, you're on Guam. Sorry, that's it. So I can't watch Twitch or anything because it's my computer that's showing the giant picture of the giant sleeping monster.
No, really?
Sam, how do you read? Over.
So, yeah, but the words are over there.
He's asleep, you say. Which monster is that? Sacked out, taking a nap.
They may have that wrong. It may be a tree.
Oh, yeah. I think it is. You know, some monsters are so gnarly. You wouldn't know whether you were looking at a tree or a monster.
I was just hoping it was a monster. But they're really on Guam. This is like my backyard on Guam.
So the Greensman has made it look like Guam, you're saying?
Now we're in Yosemite. See, the pine tree.
Right.
The big rocks.
Right. Those big pine trees are dinosaur age plants.
This is gorgeous.
Kate and I
in the prehistoric forest,
redwood
Balaponga.
With Titaness.
Here we go.
But the way he hefts that piece of plastic gun is silly.
Titanex emits.
Well,
those things are really heavy. You have to march through the jungle.
Movies.
I like movies where they have a heft to them. So people don't.
I know.
This is a star. You don't.
You have to tell actors to do that.
Well, that was Dale Dye's genius. You know who I mean. He started, I think, with Stone
in
his Vietnam movie, Platoon. Was the first time somebody said, listen, I got to take these guys. We take them to the Philippines. We beat them up for a couple of weeks.
Recorded it?
And then they understand how this feels.
It's incredible.
And so he had a boot camp for the people from Platoon.
The Titans have a language that they can communicate.
You know, but I think he may have done...
imagine what that can mean.
No, I mean, well, yeah, there's a story about the people of...
Wait,
Apocalypse Now, I think it is, getting to the Philippines, and Marcos revolution happens.
It's
either, yeah,
okay.
It's Sheen,
Godzilla.
Martin Sheen. So, yeah, it's Apocalypse. They get there and
he inadvertently
he comes out on the third floor of his hotel and looks down, and the streets are full of tanks and yelling people. And
in the past.
And he just.
And what's going on?
Marcos revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, there's
flashback.
That was from the scene I was telling you about where he has to tell his young self to go stab the monster with a time thing and then all kinds of
things. It wouldn't occur to his young self to do that?
No, because young self doesn't have all that stuff in the hard drive. Young self is like, he's just in this riff going, I'm in a Navy survival school.
The young self was originally skeptic when acting as one of the authorities and investigating the monsters.
He's been really fun to watch.
Yeah.
His son, because he does a good confused guy as Billy and
the only way I knew
these two,
sure
the married couple, do stuff. He's
safely.
A great foil, thinking, why are you doing this?
Uh-huh.
And he keeps winding up in time rifts.
They already had.
It's in this season, I think, where
choice to make.
She's only 4 years older.
It was my future.
Really? And he's like 40 years later.
Yeah.
And then seeing where they see each other for the first time, you know. For him, 40 years later, 50 or whatever.
You had no rights.
Anyway, it was.
All
they've done some really fun scenes.
You don't know what could have been. I could have been there for Hiroshi. I could have had years with them. He could still be alive.
It's a lot of couldas.
Neuromuscular response is erratic. The Titan is resisting it.
We were expecting that.
They drugged one of the big monsters?
No, they have a torture device on
them. Oh, no.
On the kaiju...
Big monster.
What's theirs called? Rex, no. Kaiju Plus.
You all right?
I don't know.
Is this really necessary?
I wonder about
that. Gong's ETA, 6 minutes.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're torturing the mom. So that Kong will show up, and they need to. Why did they? I forget.
They're torturing Kong's mom.
No, the mom. I call her mom. The their kaiju that they made up for this story.
Gotcha.
That one, the unlikely looking one.
Well, it's heap plenty ugly, but it doesn't deserve to be.
Okay, this is really important that we notice how you. This is how you find the screen that's always in the room you're trapped in. Anywhere.
Yes,
in the
there
room.
It is. The duct, air duct, as you predict.
It was just behind some boxes for years.
Yes, you're never going to look back there.
Now
maybe in the desk you'll find a set of tools, a Phillips screwdriver.
A key. This is like a computer game. See, it's really hard to get those off with a paperclip.
Is that a paperclip?
It's a paperclip. Come on, no. Oh, Jesus, one more. Oh, tink. Ow.
Yeah, deeply gashed and slashed her shapely arm.
We're trying to help you at home understand the danger human mankind is in.
This island.
Who are these jokers who stole their car?
So these are maybe the good guys that were... I think this guy was in the first season. I keep thinking he's Bobcat Goldthwait.
No,
he's not. No.
But that would be funny.
I know for a while. I think he's gonna show up and be
there. Good to see you too, May.
But they're all characters from the first. She was the black girl who was dating
the
boyfriend in the first season. And they've all kind of sold out.
You have to be
like checkers,
refamiliarized with those particular relationships.
Right.
They set up
more kaiju in the first season.
Monarch base at the end of this valley. But wait, there's more.
But fun. Still fun.
They have the Titan.
And they have a good battle at the end of this one.
You know where the Titan is. We've got a rift. Let's go to work.
Whoa. You found the rift? Is it active?
It seems dormant, but we think Titan X's presence might activate it. Yeah, but how do we get it there? Kate and I made a recording of the Titan song. If it's lost and confused, we think it may respond to the sound of its own kind, its own voice.
Whoa. I'm sorry. You have a recording of Titan's communication?
Yeah, I have a recording from my time in Vietnam, okay? So that's what I've been trying to tell you all this time. It's not a boring Vietnam story because it's on tape, which makes it interesting.
You need to get to your crankheads.
Oh, crankheads, okay.
Your grandkids or crankheads?
Which I think you're right. It's grandkids. But crankheads.
You've got to be remember that future generation of
if
crankheads.
You think of Jack Black's job on Kauai in Ben Stiller's Vietnam movie. He's a direct ripoff of a character in one of the first Vietnam movies called MOS.
Go tell the Spartan?
No. It was a really tiny budget thing called MOS, which is the Army code for basically what you did. And it's something like, I've got it on tape, MOS 1485, something like that, where, Charlie Mopic. That's the
all right, that
Charlie
sounds
Mopic.
Familiar.
I may have given it to you. Charlie Mopic, 1984, something like that. And it's the motion picture rating in the Army. So the whole thing's a fake training film. It's people shooting some real Vietnam to then use later as a training film. So it's a great... And the guy that Jack Black is in that Ben Stiller's movie is directly ripped off from that movie where... There's a fat turtle-like kid with, I think he's got a pig or an M60 machine gun, and he's doing speed secretly. So when battle hits, he loses his speed and freaks out and can't fight, and he's crying, and it's, yeah, and you're you're getting these great
power up
shots of
slowly
bad things happening. It's a real cheap, but okay.
What year was it that the M. Charlie Mopic was made?
80s, maybe?
Really? I
for
some
it up,
reason,
I have it in my
eye
yes. where it is. On
okay, the that makes sense. Early 80s, maybe.
It's the and kind so of thing I may have given you a VHS from early on. Because I really liked it as a. It was really well done for very little money. And the Black Sergeant was just like, you see, James Bond did that same thing. You kick it with your kids. That's nice lighting. Oh, see, just like coming down the gun of a barrel of a gun.
These are like the tunnels I used to explore.
Where?
Under Tucson, Arizona.
Were they round, modern ones like that?
They were much smaller, but they were round, yes. But you'd have to walk on, hunkered down.
I love this. This is what we used to pretend when we were kids in Hawaii. Coming out, now we're in... Somebody would yell, now we're on the planet. And we'd go into the... Because everything looked like that.
Resting, sleeping, it roars in its sleep. Oh, now it woke up.
So here's the cool part. She can talk monster.
Why does this seem familiar? Oh, now she can't get back undercover.
Good music. What's that? That's in the room next door.
Yes, that is unavoidable.
Well, it goes with this.
They're having their festival.
I hate to say it, but this used to happen all the time to us as kids on Kauai.
It looked like some other creature disappeared behind.
Oh, now what?
Uh-oh, here comes King Kong.
Yosemite.
Jumping. Wow. Well, the physics are just simply ignored by this show. So now these two monsters are going to duke it out. The humanoid King Kong and the utterly
too late.
Species scrambled other monster.
What about us?
We got someone down there.
What?
Let me see.
Oh my god. No, it's Kate.
Kate?
Must go rescue them. They're going to drive him to Monster
Land. Oh, you have to rush into the monster battle to rescue some doofus that's wandering around in there.
I gotta go get Kate.
Yep.
Go get Kate right under the hooves of these enormous monsters.
This is like a blown up version of what's the one we were on on the pier?
Yes.
Remember, we went between the legs of the dinosaurs.
Yes, we went to Dinosaur Island.
That's it, yeah.
That is incredibly crude compared to today's...
But it still worked.
Yes, it's true, it did. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. That's a nice little Yamaha, I think. Those are cool. I wish I had one. And I lived in the jungle. like this.
Well, luckily, there are all those roads on Monster Island.
Yeah, and helicopters just sitting.
A helipad, is that what that is?
With a helicopter radio.
Yikes, this thing is utterly unearthly. Impossible to classify. And he's fighting with the King Kong. No matter how fast you run, they're so huge, you just can't get away from them. Keep running, baby. Oh, she almost got crushed by a tentacle 1,000 feet long. So, oops. Now she's not doing too well. Oops. Crunch. Crash. Is she knocked out?
What happens if Kong wins?
You know we can't get anything done on this island if Kong wins.
So you're going to help the
He's
other monster.
Between a mother and her child, so.
They need that egg.
I know who I'm betting on. How much farther can you push it?
That's why the young people next door are doing their fertility dance.
We're almost at the point where Brenda overloaded the system and Santi Soledad. That.
Well, ideally, they didn't overload their system.
I can give it another 5%.
Do it.
Every now and then, I suppose you have to kick out the jams, as it were.
Special covering with light machine gun.
Is that a big spider up there?
Oh, there's my KPFA card.
Get you. Come on.
Yes.
I come right into here. Oh, wrong sensor. Show.
Let's go!
It's Monarch.
Oh my god, they're gonna think that this was Apex. They're going to assume that this was Apex, and my father, he's not going to take the blame for us, okay? He's going to throw you and me under the bus. You don't know him.
We're not going to go around the world looking for another rift. This is it. This is the place.
Ouch.
Secure the base. Find Kentaro. We're going to head up to the command center, which is
of
on the fourth
Of course, these
floor.
Monster fights also seem like stalemates.
Don't
with
move.
A blow given Wait. For a blow received. And the humans are also slugging the bejesus out of each other.
Dude.
I was the backup punter on my high school football team.
Yeah.
Going up?
Yeah.
Find Kentaro.
Really hurt.
He's the droid. He's the comic character that Bobcat Goldthwait got.
Oh, really?
He gets all the funny lines.
But he seems somewhat sinister, though.
Well, he was. Yeah, he originally was. He worked for Monarch or Apex. I think Monarch in the beginning. I mean, nobody trusts anybody. It's always this game. Did she get pierced yet? But monsters can... She can talk to monsters.
She's a monster whisperer?
Yeah. And guess who's going to show up and crash? That looks like so much fun. Just driving through the boondocks.
Yes, you think they're going to run into each other because of the ending.
I need you to shut down the synaptic link to that Titan immediately.
No. You want us to step away from the consoles or shut down the link?
I want you to get up, Dengong. Move, move.
All right, all right.
Where's Kentaro, Randa? Isabel Simmons?
Does the audience know? Can you help?
Easy now. You're Kentaro, Randa?
Yeah, I am.
I need you both to come with me now.
Don't worry, he's from Monarch. He's here to help us.
I'm so glad you're here. We thought you would never come.
Don't worry. You're safe.
May, please. You guys, over this way. Please, thank you. Move, move, move.
Well, at least they say please and thank you.
Thank you.
What?
Flashing
again, again.
What? Computer
it
graphics.
It's locked in a feedback loop and it's overloading the system.
Okay, okay, so just turn it off.
Tim, it just works like that.
Turn your ears
the
off.
The synaptic link is jammed at max capacity. It won't go back down.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. What the hell does that mean?
It's never the code. They're not trying to.
Oh, it's the last episode.
The last episode of Monarch Legacy of Monsters?
Yeah, I think it's episode 12. But yeah, the very last one.
You're driving your Jeep under the feet of the giant monsters that are. The alien monstrosity took a punch from Kong right in the face.
Be a fun ride.
I wonder if they would add the dust that these creatures are causing to rise.
It looks like gaming animation.
With the stomping and the trumping.
On purpose. Oh no, I... You would hear somebody in the middle of the house.
Legacy of Monsters. A legacy for us all. A rich legacy unto our issue.
Here, you two can outrun Monster.
But as I said, they're so large, so impossibly big, that no matter how fast you run, they're still seconds away from squashing you.
Pretty nice. That looks like that screen's done. Pretty fun.
Yes, those monsters are as big as neighborhoods there as they. It almost looks like a love embrace, but it is not, from the tentacled behemoth around the neck of Super Simian King Kong. Fools, you think you can run inside a building and be safe from these oafish monstrosities that trample the building into dust? Uh-oh, they've been messing with the space-time continuum. Just like in primitive war,
what she came for.
That egg was a special prize?
Yeah.
And this is the mother that wanted it?
Yeah.
Well, why is Kong preventing that?
Not sure, because he's stupid, man.
Or he didn't understand, but now he does.
This is the nice...
All right, I guess I'll let it pass this time. I had a mom, too, you wouldn't believe it. I'll just wait up here.
Now we are friends.
We are friends. Or, you know, all that slugfest was for an impasse that leaves both monsters intact, and one of them even adorned with the corona of motherhood.
Right.
The sacred maternal instinct.
She can go home now.
This is a nice part of the show.
Is her home in the center of the earth? They could all go down there, but then there would be no chill.
She's going the wrong way.
What?
The rift is
what?
That way.
Its brain is probably all scrambled. How are we going to get into the rift now?
A helicopter. It's MacReady, I mean, wrestler. And he lands that chopper there. What kind is that?
I'm trying to remember the number, the Sikorsky.
It's not a Bell helicopter.
I don't think so. I think that's Sikorsky double rotor thing that was... Those were Army. I didn't pay attention to
that. Okay.
But Flying Banana... No, the Flying Banana was a similar design, but it was not... It was a Bell, I think. But this was like the standard workhorse of the... Maybe it's a 47. Vietnam era. Now, meanwhile, this is Rich Guy helicopter of today.
We already lost Dad.
Yeah.
I don't want
the dad thing again.
I know you've tried to fix things, but now it's my turn.
Dad's gone. We saw him die.
No, we saw a version of him die.
Stop. She's putting ideas in your head.
Dad went to Axis Mundi.
When?
The year we thought he disappeared. After G-Day. He went into a rift. Kate, he didn't abandon us. He was trying to get back to us. Maybe there's a version of him still there that I can rescue.
Why didn't he tell me?
To protect us. To keep us safe. So that we wouldn't follow him.
Well, that's still mighty high-handed of you, but it's the way you handle your own family affairs. It's difficult to know what to do in the case of a dependent elder person.
It's impossible.
So was saving you. Until we did it.
Taro.
Well, now she's going to stay there on the island, having refused transport by the others.
And go into the third season, I'm sure.
All right. Leave this little teenage girl alone on the giant monster island for some reason. When there's a helicopter, she could have gotten right into and left.
But the sexual tension is that the brother has now disappeared with the female Musk, who owns the helicopter. And we'll also
That's a hell of a copter they've got.
He's not coming.
Oh, no.
This big old empty helicopter. But guess who's piloting?
Everybody strap in. Let's go. Gotta get that Titan home.
They're a giant twin blade chopper flying through the valleys and rifts of Monster Island. The tentacle. What's it?
Oh, she's still moving away from the rift.
I'm not surprised. They jacked her with a 50 megawatt cattle prod.
All right. Let's play the tape.
Kind of like a
tape of
now.
Monster song that hath charms to soothe the savage beast.
Louder.
And add a disco beat.
Louder! Taking it to the limit!
That's actually the music from next door you're hearing, folks. Yes, the monster's angst and agony.
She's turning!
The unsettled questions.
Shit! Not ideal.
We need to get closer.
Why?
Kate, you can't control it.
Doesn't mean it won't follow her. All right, I'm moving in.
She does have a rapport with the monsters. Oh, that's way too close. I wouldn't want to fly that close to that one.
Kate, she needs to see you.
Her
needs to have really good vision to see this tiny human.
What
and
the hell is going on back there?
Keep going.
Kate? I'll be okay. Got you.
Why don't they attach a cable to her?
I'll hold this little strap, and that'll be good enough.
Yeah.
As you hang outside the...
All right, now walk out there and let that monster get a load of you.
Monster Mom, look at me.
It's me, tiny humanoid.
Maybe she's the great-great-granddaughter of the tiny moth girls that sing the song.
Yes, the Aelinas.
They can speak, monster.
They control Mosura.
And see, this monster remembers her family's lineage. And respects her.
Glowing parallel blue horns on its snout are an unusual decoration. No doubt biologically necessary in this case.
That's it. This way.
Apparently, the ability to lure this monster is supposed to invest the audience with emotional involvement.
It just makes her so happy.
It's way too close, and it probably has monster halitosis.
This way.
And are they going to take it back to the crack?
Yes. They're guiding the monster to the highway of birth that she needs to be on. See, humies are good. I love all this AI stuff. The sound, it's the sound of my childhood.
Yes.
But it's the standard, I don't remember the numbers. I've never even flown on one. That standard double rotor sound. That was
really
Army. That was Marine
business.
Corps.
It isn't.
More Army.
Not yet.
The Navy didn't have anything like that.
No, we had different models that were bigger. And it wasn't until much later even that the Navy got the standard old Huey. And that had all been replaced by other ones. But
well, about to see if Billy was right.
But they were just used in specific areas, so you didn't actually see them very often. Uh-oh, monster. Oh, this is the rift. And so you get rift music like this.
And so out of the rift come all sorts of other monsters that not seen before, but now very obvious, all too visibly evident, with chromatic lines of force emanating from them as they damage our universe. She can communicate with these two? Boy, she can really.
Old monster. She's sort of like, you know, alien. She's part monster.
These aliens must form by a different set of.
Later, her grandmother was Dragon Ball.
This one's got the tentacle thing too, and I think we're gonna touch tentacles and touch hands. Yes. The tip of the tentacle, and she touches it with her little hand. Well, well. Nice. Saying farewell and zipping down into the rift. Well, that's one monster the fewer.
And explains a lot of Atlantic sea stories. Well, just like in Loch Lomond. No, worse than there's Nessie. Nessie from... Nessie's like that. See, that's what I want Bob to be like in the future. She reaches up and touches the pipe, and then Bob goes down one of those time holes that stank all those years ago. And lots of hugs. The family are all happy now. It's the end of the series. They all got paid. And you get to... Who is that? The The guy did the shots of Yosemite Valley, painter. Probably the most famous
photographer.
What the hell is that?
Ansel.
Oh, wait. This is the part I didn't understand at all. Suddenly, he goes forward to Time Rift and
jumps in.
No.
I think that
he says goodbye to himself.
We?
The sacred flame in the lost city of Kor.
Is this?
Well, it's similar.
Yeah.
In that it could rejuvenate you, it could make you young, or it could...
So what are they communicating here? Because they don't... There are no words.
If you went through it a second time, it would take all your life and youth away. But anyway, that's not it from this. But what it reminds me of... Now everything's a hallucination of light.
And see, this kind of stuff's great because it's... That's the guy she remembers.
Right. See, it's me. I only got gnarly because of old age.
I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Never mind. Just
what are
mumbling.
You saying? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Okay.
Wow, that's...
I'm saying goodbye.
Going to go to an underworld realm of monsters?
He can't be Kurt Russell's son anymore.
No.
He has to go be a different guy.
But he's not his son. He's himself at a younger age.
I know. That's what I was trying to think. What is the point of this exactly?
I wonder. I don't think it would be possible, but... There might be some way around it. But...
So does now he enter that time zone and disappear?
That's what I'm expecting. A sentimental farewell to one's self. To amour propre.
Light show, good music.
The lights are quite similar to those that ingesting certain substances produces.
So is that like your virtual self disappears and you have only your new digital?
Well, it was intended to represent an upwelling of energy which flares up one final time before it subsides.
But how does it relate to the old Kurt Russell?
And meanwhile, King Kong is... taking his bruised self back to his own lonely domain. Yes.
We love you, Monarch.
Is this the Monarch Hall of...
Yeah, Trump built this because he really liked the series.
6 weeks later,
how he'd feel about
at
this.
Monarch headquarters.
Dad and Monarch didn't part on best terms.
Here at Monarch.
Lived by our mission. Discover and defend. I think, you know, she would accept that as a truth.
Little skinny columns at the School of Monarch.
Yes.
Hedges. I like the little box hedges.
And they're walking across the campus.
Dr. Miranda. See the one there, top right? That one's yours. You were the first. I was going to have it taken down and given to you, but powers that be thought that you'd return it from the dead, as it were.
Happens all the time on this show.
I want to show you something.
Coming to my private office here.
Can you imagine what would happen if the world found out about you?
It's hard to use long steps.
Everyone would be rushing to Axis Mundi. Time machine.
See, we all live inside.
Axis Mundi is the Burning Man theme this year.
Well, can you blame him? You locked him away for years.
So,
I wasn't talking about Shaw.
Great.
I was talking about my brother and Isabel Simmons and their insane plan to rescue my dead father
from death.
Yeah, I
wanted to talk to you about that.
Asked to speak to me.
We've had an unexpected development.
To speak to me today.
You're not going to stick us in asset management.
Asset management, not acid management. Yes.
Still to your left.
See, you have to be my eyes. I can't see behind me.
Left.
You're saying left. My left.
Right.
It's
wrong.
Not your left.
Wrong.
If I'm going backwards, it's the other side.
Hi. You found us. What exactly have we found?
Monarch 2.0. More flexible, more nimble.
More plausibly deniable.
That. Back to basics. Science. Discovery. Like the founders.
Discovery.
This is your way of throwing us a bone? You just want to bury us out of sight in the basement?
No, not at all. Miss Randall, for you. Doctor, that's for you.
Are they little dosimeter type badges?
Yeah, I guess so. Little.
I'm sure you know your teammates here.
Little yeah, ID badge.
When you're on the team, you wear one of these. So just clip it on, you'll forget it's
there. Tim is always talking about how Monarch is a family business. And Kentaro.
It's fun for the whole family.
So I can't think of anyone better who can tackle that very delicate assignment.
Well, if it's delicate, you don't want to tackle it or you might damage it.
We need sunlight.
We need a new season.
We have everything we need.
We need a new season.
Won't they show some shocking monster footage at the very end to incentivize you to
instead,
return
let's just
and
go
watch
down
another?
The Mekong out there
yes.
on Monster Island, where the war was a long time ago. But it was all like being in a movie set. Meanwhile, Kurt Russell lives here now.
Well, there's a human community. It looks nice. You could be a beachcomber, like whatever. This isn't in the prehistoric
this
world.
This is the deer hunter version of part of the show.
Remember there were these, I guess, Vietnamese people who lived in the monster zone in the first movie?
Yes. I think you're right. I've forgotten. This is more like, yeah, deer hunter village. Where,
I brought these for you. Have you ever seen these?
This reminds me of James Bond meeting Felix Leiter.
Bye.
But Oriental version.
No.
We're a long way from even Ahud. But, yeah, we're good.
Last night, two people came by. A young Japanese man, American woman. They were asking about that.
Yeah, well, I seriously hope you sent them on their way.
That's my business.
You know me.
This is a sleepy part of the show, folks.
Well, they're sitting on the veranda, and there's an open fire. It looks very pleasant and tropical. In the background, the river is visible, but one wonders about the mosquitoes that might be about.
That was my thought, too. What a nightmare to live there.
Yeah.
They're willing
in these movies or TV shows.
Well, if there's a constant breeze blowing up the river, then maybe.
That helps, but there's food everywhere. And all the vermin and rats and snakes.
Do you really know what you're
well,
getting yourself into?
Snakes keep the rat population down.
So let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So he's doing stuff where he thinks...
With his old friendly enemy, they are going off to do something in the bush, hacking with machetes through the jungle dark and deep.
A new chapter that will
safari.
Be the tension going on, I guess, in the next season. It looks like they're on Kauai. This is like our Boy Scout thing every year, which was very
was
cool.
It?
Does Hawaii have anything like poison ivy or poison oak?
No.
That, of course, we've got in California. But
yeah.
We can't go ahead.
And nettles in St. Louis, and
yeah, right, the net stings with its soft down.
Yeah, as far as I know,
as bad as it's
indignant thistle.
Not have stuff like that.
Bitterness is bred in his milk. Uh oh! Yikes!
That's what the monster did that they're walking.
Did something to his hands which make them cosmetically undesirable.
Jungle with this little machete. For miles.
But he still has the use of both arms and fists and so forth. It's just that they're gnarly and ugly because they've been monster chewed.
This is where a monster lives on monster.
Now, a huge volcano in full eruption.
Rodan.
Now that's a sight to see.
That's who's there.
Rodan. Right, it does look like Rodan.
It's, all monsters are coming down. Says the Indian.
And the thing about Rodan is it can fly all over the world doing damage. See, they leave you with the sight of Rodan, the flying monster, as opposed to the sculptor. And the original movie had huge giant caterpillars that come out and bother the people who lived on the slopes of the mountain. But as huge as they were tiny mealworms, which were the principal food of the giant imaginary pterosaurs in the original Rodan conception for Toho Productions. With special effects by E.G. Seborian and directed by Inshiro Honda. The same team that had participated in the original Gojira. So that was, most entertaining. Now, I don't know what our audience thought about being here with us while we watched a movie that they couldn't see, but it does produce an interesting audio current which can be followed. Did you find something of equal merit there? Also repeats, it has a loop repeat record thing, so you can make a little phrase and hammer them to death with it.
You are listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio on RadioValencia.fm. That is all.
Yes, this is like this thing that Ed Helms brings when he comes to do shows and so on. He raids the toy stores for such things, and I would like to do that myself. However, that depends entirely on a serendipitous future where one might wander into such a condition of ownership. But one might not also.
What's your best comeback?
What's your best comeback line? I know you are, but so am I.
You bred your speech.
No,
you
getting
yourselves into a
Yes, the monsters are very impatient with the human race these days and have much to say about them of a pejorative nature. Small that you wouldn't want to breathe it or get any on you.
Why, that is a different effect that the aforementioned diamond dust.
Yes, but you do detect the effect?
I do.
I still have more. I'm going to have to prepare for a Relodio.
No, I mean, personally, I don't wink, wink, need any more.
Oh, all right.
See, it makes me see stuff like this all the time.
But that's actually there. I can see it, too.
Oh. So this is a channel I love. EXP. But I'm looking at this other monitor here.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Where the people are chatting.
That's the old, outdated chatterbox, not the one that Radio Valencia made.
No, I hesitate to go there just because we can look at this kind of stuff. Why is that here?
Well, it's we benefit from VJ Pussycat's wonderful visuals. I'm not certain I'm aware of the provenance of these particular sequences. Eh, well, who cares? I mean...
These are French rock and roll videos.
They are French with the bande dessinée. Well, that's cool. They are cool to do that.
Keeping them alive. So do people down at the... place where they draw on the people and listen to this show?
Sometimes they do.
The Bohunks. This is, yeah.
So you didn't want me to reignite this controversy?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I'm fine with just floating along and with my friends who aren't really smoking many cigarettes tonight. Out there in the real world.
Well, that's good, because then we won't even be exposed to a trace, and that trace is sufficient to damage one who encounters it. No kidding. I mean, my mother and father both smoked for a time, and nothing was thought of it. You know, we're in the car, they're smoking.
And one of my parents grew up in one of the oldest tobacco states. But we were like this, dressed just like this, doing just this. Like everybody was in the Moody Blues all the time. Wow, that was a nice.
Because it was the 60s, you mean?
Yeah. And these people all probably did this for their resumes. We're going to the Smith store and buying Bob stuff.
Lucrative operation.
There's a Bob album. Bob pants. One of the major cells of more Bob albums.
Places on the moon.
Pictures of Smith and the Queen of UFOs, and everybody wants those. Oh, there you go.
A smooch and some Terry Gilliam-esque animation. It looked sort of 1970s-ish, actually.
Mm-hmm. These are a group of folks that go and find lots and lots and lots of interesting video from all over the world and all different time zones.
And then here it comes.
Uh-oh, what's happening now?
Well, I don't know. Is this the foreign hipster channel?
I'm all confused by this stuff. They're playing this a game? What's going on?
It seems to be a group of excitable foreigners entertaining themselves.
Oh, so it is.
Yeah.
Now we must come and see. Not this again.
Somehow, I must have made some sort of basic error here.
Rehousing? Rehousing the...
Yes, I'm missing one of them. I never understand how that happens.
It's the missing socks algorithm.
Kind of.
Applied.